I know that my audiences, when they see my work, they really do have an experience.
She's Jessica Lange, choreographer and artistic director of Jessica Lange Dance. New Orleans is one of the first cities in the country to host her newly formed contemporary ballet company, presented by the New Orleans Ballet Association and the NOCA Institute. The troupe is garnering acclaim for its imaginative stage presentation. We caught up with Lange by phone and found she's quite excited to bring her newly formed company of 9 dancers to the Crescent City.
The company is diverse dancers that are equally trained in ballet and modern. I do most of my work with ballet companies, so it is a classical company in the sense that everyone has an extensive background in classical technique, but I would say they are equally versed in modern dance. And so that's why I call the company dance and not ballet, because it just is that. It's kind of all-encompassing. You will see point work, but you will also see grounded modern work with innovative sets and incorporating visual components to the work. And I think it's just really something that kind of engages all kinds of audiences. So we're lucky that a lot of people are interested in what we're doing.
Lange is a former Twyla Tharp dancer and a graduate of the Juilliard School. She has created more than 75 works for major companies, including American Ballet Theater and the Joffrey Ballet. Her company of acclaimed dancers will present a program of 6 unique works.
We are opening with a piece called Lines Cubed, which is inspired by Piet Mondrian, the Dutch painter who works with black lines against the white canvas and then the color blocks of primary colors blue, red, and yellow. And so that piece is all-encompassing of color and emotion. And the second piece on the program is called Mendelssohn Incomplete, and it's to Mendelssohn Piano Trio in D. And we finish that act with a piece called Among the Stars with music by Sakamoto, and that is a duet for Clifton Brown and Laura Mead, and that will be on point.
Other works include a film called White, with special effects and no dancers on stage. And there is a fluid finale called Ink, with a score by Polish composer Jakub Czupinski, a work inspired by visual artist Shinichi Maruyama.
I was really inspired by his artwork called Kusho. He uses Japanese ink, and he throws it in the air and captures it on video, ink and water splashing in space. So I used the video projections and made a dance in front of the video.
Lange, who grew up in Pennsylvania, says she knew early on that dance was her calling.
I really knew around the age of 14, 15, I had met Joe Lantieri, whom many young dancers today know who he is because he runs this really successful competition called New York City Dance Alliance. He just casually said to me, you know, you're really talented. You should come take my class in New York. That was it. I connected. My parents, they made it possible to drive me every day 2 hours from Philadelphia to take Joe's class.
That dedication certainly paid off. You can be the judge as Jessica Lange Dance makes its New Orleans debut with performances at NOCA's Lupin Hall. Limited tickets are available for the January 18th and 20th performances. More info at nobadance.com. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO. I'm Diane Mack.